misunderstanding mixed in a marginal position. And that marginal position is represented as Shiva, which the Chetan, the consciousness as a whole, which is some deep connection in the misconceived aspect of the world, that person has been described as Shiva. Do you follow?
Yes.
That the master, the master of misconception, the relativity is eternal. The conscious relativity, the relativity of the consciousness with misconception. That aspect is known as Rudra, Shiva. But eternal flow.
So he has an eternal position there?
When the jiva consciousness as a whole, or that is tatastha shakti, or the the incoming and the outgoing current meets together, the abscissa, concept, proper conception and misconception, meeting point. That portion of consciousness which is eternally connected with misconception, that consciousness is known as Rudra, Shiva. Because without consciousness, matter has got no value, none to understand. Without consciousness, nothing can be, nothing can come to be cognizable. So, because we have some conception of the material world, so the material conception has some sort of position. Otherwise, it is quite darkness. No one to investigate, no one to know, no one to experience, then no mention is possible of that thing. So, the consciousness which is in connection with misconception, proper conception, not proper conception, but misconception, eternally connected. That sort of consciousness has called Shiva. And the Sadashiva, a little higher consciousness of Shiva, which is tending towards Vaikuntha Seva, service, Sadashiva. In Brahma Sangita also there is another Tallinga Bhagavan Sambhu. The Karunar Navasaya Sadashiva. When his ray is focused towards this mic world and begins creation of this material world, that is Bhagavan Shambhu, that portion is Shiva. On the whole, that conscious portion which is eternally connected with material consciousness or enjoying consciousness, that consciousness is known as Shiva. Just as milk, when in connection with acid, it becomes curd, but curd cannot return to be a milk. You follow?
Yes.
The curd is nothing that milk, mainly, but the acid has transformed it into a curd, and the curd cannot again can return to be milk. So the conscious portion that has come in connection with Maya, misconception, and cannot avoid it, cannot free it as a whole, that portion is known as Shiva, the master of this material world, the ostentatious enjoyer of this material property. That function is known as Shiva, precision. The relativity of consciousness, which is in the relativity of misconception. That portion is known as Shiva. Mayantu prakritim vidyam, mayinantu maheshwaram. Maheshwar is always mind. He is the master of this misconceived world. Do you follow? The master of the misconceived world. That false identification. And there is one at the back who got that misconception, misinterpretation or enjoyment in mood. That is Shiva.
Does
where I am confused about this is that does some jiva after some time, does he take on that position?
I don't follow.
Does some jiva soul, after some time, after purification or after coming from a higher plane, does he come to take the position of Shiva? Or is this a manifestation of directly of Krishna?
When a jiva, which is in, jiva means the particle of consciousness, when he goes up to cross this ocean of misunderstanding and just released, but not still in the relativity of this maya, he may be Shiva. When a jiva is going to Vaikuntha, and in the middle way, when he has crossed the boundary of this maya, but still in connection, that portion is Shiva. Then also this maya shakti approaches him, why do you leave me? You stay here, I shall serve you. Why you should not neglect me? But if he accepts that proposal, he becomes Shiva. If he does not care for that proposal and goes up, then he will go to Vaikuntha, to Narayan land. That marginal position is that of Shiva.
Clear. One other thing. I've heard that if a soul
who cannot catch the incoming current, but the outcurring current, he has passed the stage of outcurring current and in the margin, in the abscissa, and I cannot catch really the incurring central current. Rather in the marginal consciousness. Understanding and the misunderstanding. And the meeting point is there, the abscissa. And any conscious particle remaining in the abscissa, in the buffer state, in no man's land, neither this side nor this side, is Shiva. But when entered this side, Baddha Jiva, and entered that side, in the Yogamaya current, in this current of service, then he is devotee. The enjoying mood and surfing mode. And between the two, that is Shiva, that marginal position.
Does he remain there?
Neither an enjoyer nor a servitor. That consciousness is that of Shiva. Things in the master of the misconceived world. Misconception means that I have got some separate existence, not dependent on the supreme entity. Separate consciousness. Advaigan, not in the one harmony, but I have got my separate position. That consciousness is that of Shiva. I am not slave to someone. I have got my independent position. I am not servant to anyone. And I am not subordinate to anyone. I have got my independent position. That position, that state is known as Shiva. But really speaking, that have got some connection with the misconceived world. Then only he can think that I am independent. I am not subservient to any other higher entity. That means he has got some connection, though he thinks himself free of the misconception world, but still he has got some contamination. So only can he can assert that I am independent, but because really he is not independent. He is a serving unit of the supreme entity, absolute. But the conception of separate existence, that makes one the position of Shiva. Shambhu. Do you follow?
Yes.
Vidyabhinivesha. Bhayam vidyabhinivesha tasrap. The conception of a separate existence, that I have got an independent position and existence, that is true. I am not subservient to anyone. I am subservient to Vishnu Narayana, that is devotion. I am master of this world, that is Naik Jiva, Baddha Jiva. But still, who says that I am not subservient to Vishnu, to Narayana, to Krishna, then we trace that something, misunderstanding, the influence of misunderstanding is there. Otherwise he could conceive that he is Krishna Dasa, he is a real servant of Krishna. But because he cannot do so, so he is not pure of the, from the influence of Maya. So Mayadhipati, he thinks that he is master of Maya.
Still though, we read so many prayers.
Arujya kisrena param patas tata patant adhu anadita yusrana jinnera vildankho vimukta manina tajyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya arujya kisrena param patam tata patant adhu anadita yusrana. We cannot take the advantage of the incurrent of devotion. Then, after even climbing after the highest position of this world, he has every possibility to come down again, because he can't take the advantage of this higher current of devotion. So Shiva is the resident of no man's land, neither Vaikuntha nor Devi Dham. Master of the Dham. But extremely scrutinizing, if we are, then we find he cannot, he could not work out his full relief from Maya. If so, he could feel that he is a servitor of Krishna. But he can't do so. So the influence of Maya is still there. Maya means misunderstanding is still there. He can't follow that he is Krishna Daksha.
Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu.
That is Sadashiva. When he has entered, that is Sadashiva or Mahavishnu, almost at the same position. That is, when he has become Shiva, devotee, at that stage it is mentioned Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, to create to encourage the fallen soul that have got some affinity towards Shiva, for their good, it has been said, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. The Shiva is reckoned also as a Vaishnava. Those that are habituated to think that Shiva is an independent entity, and not Narayana, not Vishnu, to help those persons, the recognition has been given to Shiva as a devotee, as a principal devotee, to draw their attention towards the highest good. Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, dvadash mahajan, svayambhu narada sambhu, kumaro kapilo muni. Shiva is mentioned, but the esteemed followers of Shiva, the Asandas, though still they do not recognize that Shiva is a devotee to Vishnu. But yet, to help them, Shiva has got recognition as in the class of a devotee. And that is Sada Shiva, Dhyani, and not Rudra. Rudra aspect is Lord aspect, Lord function of Shiva, and the Sadashiva, the devotee aspect of Shiva. That is the consciousness which, that portion of consciousness which is nearer to Vaikuntha, that is Sadashiva. And that person, that is no man's land, the marginal position, thought, neither water nor art, that is known as thought. But the watery side, that is Sadashiva, and the land side of the thought, that is Mamma Rudra. In this way, the marginal position between the serving world and the enjoying world, the marginal position is Shiva. And which is towards the enjoying side, that is Rudra, and which is towards the serving side, that is Sadashiva. That is imaginary division. Sometimes Shiva is tend to be a servant, with servant consciousness he is approaching Narayana, and sometimes Shiva is sent to support the demons and going to fight with Narayana or helping the demons. Two aspects of Shiva we find. Sometimes he's standing against Narayana and begins to fight with Narayana, in support of that demonic disciples. And sometimes he is very repentant, and they ask Narayana, why you have given me such a hopeless position? Very cruel you are to deal with me. You have given me such a remark. Please release me from such task, and always engage me in your service. That is also sin in him at times. So that is a very difficult thing to understand, the real position of Shiva. Madhya, two aspects combined. Mainly tag, something bhog, something service. The margin means that. Shiva-tattva, Guru-tattva, Dhamma-tattva, and Sivigra-tattva. These four are very difficult to have idea, clear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Amar Babu asked you, Govind Man, listen to them. But R.K.
Krishna Smriti.
Krishna
Smriti. Sometimes, I know this one person, he's a very doubtful person. A concept of eternality comes in, like when we would say that the relationship with the Guru is eternal relationship, or that
Guru is not a made up limitation. We should try to understand the Guru, infinite characteristic of Guru. Guru not entered into the cage of my mind, not a limited thing. There's so much breadth, so much width, so much thickness. Is it not Guru? Guru Krishna. Guru has servitor of Krishna in different rasa, in different mood. So Guru is infinite. And Krishna says, I am Guru. So Guru Tattva is not very easily understandable. Sikha Guru Keto Jani Krishna Sarup. Where is the knowledge of Krishna, that is Guru. Where is the knowledge of the service of Krishna, that is Guru. That is a different type and different way. This Nama Guru, Mantra Guru, Vatna Padasa Guru, Sannyasa Guru, but all tending towards one. And then otherwise there are so many sham gurus also. Imitation guru also. That is another thing. Who is guiding me towards guru? Guru means guide. Whoever is guiding me towards the center, it is guru. In Bhagavatam mentioned that Avadhuta has got 24 gurus. From somewhere else, from birds, from animals, he is learning something, but he is my guru, giving, teaching me in this direction. Guru means guide. Who guides me towards Krishna, he is Guru. Wherever he be, not an imaginary cage. Guru is not a cage in which he lives. Still, that has got some connection with that, then there is possibility of Guru tag also. How it is possible? If the real Guru is in, the spirit of Guru is not there, then that Guru should be discarded. He is also mentioned in the Shastra. Then what is Guru? We have to know. Guru tag is also possible. In very rare case, unfortunate though that is very much, still it is there is possibility. Guru is not a limited cage of my vision or my mental cage. Wherever is Krishna distributing himself, there is Guru. And Krishna distributing himself, in general he is Mahaprabhu. and so many representatives of Mahaprabhu, they are Guru. Guru means like otherwise only we shall be horn worshippers.
So you say is the relationship with the guru, with the individual guru, always eternal? With the individual guru, is that relationship always eternal? With the
both, Krishna as universal also as avatar also he can divide himself. So guru also can in different aspects he can come. At the same time, different guru may come. So many acharya, 11 acharya, they are guru to their disciples. How it is possible? Because the common is that they are giving the same kind of advice, instruction about Krishna. But still there must be some difference between them. But still they are the current of that Krishna consciousness. They are imparting Krishna consciousness to so many persons. They are gurus.
Always them.
These are 11 acharya, then disciples of the acharya number one. He should also give some respect as a Vaishnava to another, to some Shiksha Guru or something to another, acharya number two, acharya number four. They should not neglect, not think as enemy. They are also somewhat of Guru's position to them. So such sort of respect they must convey. Okay, Rama. Amar Babu asked him, Sunesh.
Sometimes.
I tell you, it is a good thing.
Sometimes we realize that we have very little sincerity for Krishna, for the Guru. We strive in a very, very little as far as trying to approach Krishna. And then all of a sudden, as we're trying to approach Krishna, the Guru somehow tries to take us back home, tries to take us closer.
What does he say?
He says that we have, sometimes it seems as though we have very little sincerity, but somehow or other, the Guru, he tries to take us back by force.
Yes. We are unfit. That sort of consciousness with the disciple, it is good. And Gurudev is taking me towards some higher direction. Though I am unfit, but still, when we attend the call of another, we have got some sort of consciousness within that he is taking me towards good things. And also I look about the environment. I may be a fool, but whether others, how they accept him, and what the scripture, the experts of the department, they have also given their opinion. I must have, according to my capacity, to consult that, sadhu and the shastra. With the help of these two, we can approach Guru. And also from the approval of the innermost heart. Sadhu, shastra, and the improvement of our conscience. With the help of these three, we can accept Guru. We generally go to accept Guru. But there are also others who they are deceiving themselves. Oh, my Guru can cure so many diseases. Then my Guru can make me prosper in the material life. So I shall make him Guru. That will be self-deception. That is also found in the world, different types of Guru who gets material prosperity, material benefit. And there are some, the Kagi Guru, who gives us eternal sleep. That's saying that is the real place of taking rest and peace. There are so many classes of Guru. But generally our Sukriti guides us from underground. So Shraddha is the real merit who can take us to proper Guru. And that Shraddha is the outcome of our past acquired Sukriti. And that Sukriti comes unconsciously from the agents of Krishna. In this way, the real progress of a jiva has been traced ultimately. Ashraddha may be of different kinds, tamasi, rajasi, shakti, and the nirguna. And according to Ashraddha, one comes to such guru. Just as in the world also, some goes to Dr. Guru to learn the treatment and the medicine. Some goes to the lawyer Guru to become a preacher, to earn money. So variety is also there in the spiritual conception. But that is possible of comparison, comparative study. And the Shiva Bhakta, Shakti Bhakta, Narayana Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, there is differentiation. And ultimately, Sukriti, that our unconscious health, from the agents of Krishna, that guides us really to Krishna, Krishna conception of Godhead. And sometimes, taken to some department, again, when the Sukriti timely comes to assert, then we reject that sort. The Mahamrini is in Christianity, the Shakti is in the Shaivism, and we come to Krishna consciousness. That is also possible. Sarva dharmam parityajya. Dharma means conception of religious duty, dharma. Pure duty, sacred duty, dharma. But Krishna consciousness says that is so superior demand that has got in us that all conceptions of holy duties should be given up for his service. The gradation is always there. And how Krishna consciousness holds the supreme position of pure attainment, that is to be understood by the help of scriptures as well as from the sadhus of that era. That's it. Savan Kirtan. Sadhu Shastra. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sabva Shastri God. The most importance has been given in the company of the sadhus. for our higher realization. So many conceptions of religious views we find. But what is the speciality of Krishna consciousness that we have to understand by our knowledge, by our practice, by the experience of the companions, all these things.
You mentioned Guru Tyaga.
Guru Tyaga.
And I heard...
That is not really Guru Tyaga, but the misconceived the Guru removal.
We, dear Krishna Maharaj and I, we heard that perhaps Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, later on, he rejected Dipina. Is this true? Dipina Goswami, he's a guru.
Mm-hmm. In fact, not formally, formally he did. And materially he left him. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Harinam Chintamani book, he has mentioned in what state Guru Tyag can be affected. Guru Tyag, to ignore the proper guide, the leader in life, that is very unfortunate thing. But still, if I would have been misguided, then when I come to consciousness that I am being misguided, one must leave. Can't help. So Guru Tyag is also there. You have perhaps your some sort of guru, a Christian, some Mohammedan, Catholic, Protestant, and then one changes one department, comes to another. It is everywhere we find. And Muhammad came, there was no Muslim. After, perhaps there were Jews, they have also their guru. So Jishu came before that, and there was Jew. They left their guru and came to join Jesus' party. Then Catholics, some, they changed their view and go to the Protestants. The guru there is everywhere, to be seen. And Mahaprabhu came, so many living the other poles came to join Mahaprabhu's party, take initiation. It is not an impossible thing. We have also seen in our life, in history also, that the Guru Tyag, and that is also affected in many places. But it must be considered, it must be helpful. We must be very cautious to give one and to have a new. But progress means elimination. And also at the same time, the step where we have taken our the foundation where we are standing, and we before leaving that foundation, we must be sure that where I am going to take my post, that is higher. Then only can I can move my move the I must leave the present ground and then occupy the second.
Guru Maharaj, I live in Los Angeles for at least a couple more months. I'll live there before I move to where dear Krishna Maharaj is. But there I have some friends who are the disciples of Rameshwar. They live near me. They live in the same building, the disciples of Rameshwar.
Let's consult with Dhira Krishna Prabhu and do whatever necessary.
What?
Consult with Dhira Krishna Prabhu.
About?
And do the needful.
Yes, but the question is, is that...
I don't like to disturb the ISKCON.
Yes.
Is quite dissatisfied with the present administration of ISKCON and leave their association, then I want to help. But as long as one is under ISKCON, I don't like to disturb them.
Yes.
Some benefit they may have there. But if they cannot, they're out of ISKCON, then those I like to help, if necessary, if possible.
How should I?
I told the relief work, not, I want to do some relief work.
Uh-huh.
That those are not healthy, unsatisfied with the ISKCON, try to help them. I have asked Sri Krishna Guru this way. Don't go interfere with the ISKCON administration. But if you find that one is going away, depressed and rejected, disappointed, and living the fold of Swami Maharaj and the Mahaprabhu and the Krishna consciousness, try to help them. Don't go to any direct heat with ISKCON.
I'm very much aloof.
I don't know. The Swami Maharaj has created such a big thing, and I don't like to disturb them. But those that are going away from ISKCON, disappointed, try to, if possible, to take them within the fold of Mahaprabhu and Swami Maharaj. What I say, Swami Maharaj and myself and so many others, God from our Guru Maharaj and Mahaprabhu, so it is very akin, nearer things. So, those have been disappointed with the ISKCON management of the present time, try to help them. They may not go away, cutting all connections with Mahaprabhu. So no competition, but relief work. That was my instruction to him and everyone. In my old age, I had not some such ambition that I shall go to construct a separate mission. No. Only just to help the diseased person, disappointed person, that much. Not entering into any competitive work. In my young age, when I was required to do so, I did not. And in the old, Swami Maharaj also requested me to please look after them. And the Guru Maharaj also ordered me to go to the West for preaching, because he had got some quality. And because you all come, I do not go, but you all come to me. And I, though unfit in this old age in many ways, still I have tried my best to do some good, not be affected by the Hare Krishna. Go, 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 go. তুমি ইংরেজি বলছো? কত দূর পড়েছ? নাইন ক্লাস না ম্যাট্রিক? কত তোমার বাড়ি ছিল কত নামি বলে তমলুক? হ্যাঁ নন্দীগ্রাম, ওই তো সতীশের বাড়ি নন্দীগ্রাম। সতীশপুর আছে না চাপাচি? সেটা নন্দীগ্রাম না?
I've heard if a living entity is born within the realm of Vrindavan Dham on the mundane plane, it is his last birth in the material world. And after that he goes into Krishna Leela. And is this the same for Navadvip Dham?
Yes. The Navadvip Dham is more favorable to the devotees, more favorable, that is, it is more benevolent, mahabalan. The men committing offenses, they are also have got some better chance in Navadvip Dham than in Vrindavan. A the fallen souls, Navadvip Dham is more magnanimous and gracious. That is Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they are most liberal to the offenders.
So this is their last birth? They take birth now? And so many...
Not in the physical sense.
No.
In the spiritual sense.
In the spiritual sense. We see so many things that are not Krishna conscious going on here. Some fish eating, smoking cigarettes here, and worship of Kali. So many. How are we to see? How am I to see that? How should I see these people that are doing like that? If they are within Navadvipa.
Just as Kodikal, the Iron Age, most unfavorable, and Mahaprabhu and the Harinam comes, the most needy time and most needy place also. The Krishna, the Harinam, Mahaprabhu, they come at the most needy. Both in